I'll call to order the Railbelt Transmission Organization RTO Governance Committee. It is March 21st, 2025 at 11:30 a.m. Jennifer, please conduct a roll call for committee members.
Okay, Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis Thayer here.
Chugach Electric Association.
Martin Miller here.
City of Seward.
Brian Hickey here.
Homer Electric Association.
Sarah Lamb here.
Okay. Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo here.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million here.
And the Railbelt Reliability Council.
Hey, Jenkins here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you. We'll move on to item number three on the agenda, public roll call. Please.
Okay.
Proceed.
Okay. We will go to...
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
Eckman, Golden Valley.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Tony Zellers, MEA.
Cody George with the City of Seward.
Bill Price, AEA.
Andrew Jensen, Governor's Office.
Larry Jorgensen, Homer Electric.
Jeff Spooler, Outside Counsel to ATA.
Mark Billings, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Connor Erickson, Alaska Energy Authority.
Bernie Smith, Member of the Public.
Okay, that's everybody, Chair.
Do we have... anyone online?
There's nobody online.
Very good.
No, yeah, these are people in the chat, but they're just in AEA. They're not on the meeting.
Let's move on to item four, agenda approval. Committee members, you should have the agenda before you. I'd like a motion to approve the agenda.
Travis Million of Golden Valley, I move to approve the agenda.
Curtis Thayer, second.
Is there any comments, edits? We have a full attendance today, so without any opposition, we'll move forward. Agenda's approved. Item five, public comments.
Okay, is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay, is there anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment? Please press star 9 and you'll be recognized.
This is Claire with the RCA. I just didn't know how to chime in for the roll call.
Okay, thanks, Claire. Is there any comments you want to make?
No, just
okay.
That.
Thank you.
Why is she not showing up? Others are not showing up.
That seems to be it, Chair.
Thank you. Item six on the agenda, approval of the meeting minutes. I'll take a motion to... approve the minutes of March 7, 2025.
Curtis Thayer, move to approve.
Arthur Miller, second.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. Please take a moment to, again, review the minutes. Please identify any edits, changes. Any objection to approving the minutes as they are? Okay, without objection, minutes of March 7, 2025 are approved. Moving to old business, item 7 on the agenda, working group update. Daniel, I'll take the liberty of turning that over to you, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Daniel Heckman with Golden Valley. We are coming now off of another two-day working session from the working group that AEA hosted. So I'm sitting now on this table instead of up there, so the change in perspective is welcome. So for the past few days, the working group has met, and the two items that were really of focus were, again, the status of the backbone transmission definition and the work that the technical subcommittee has been doing to get to that point where we are in a position from the working group perspective to provide a recommendation to this governance committee on what that definition looks like. There are still some items that committee has to work through in order to get comfortable enough to come to a place where we are able to make that recommendation. So we have been, we kind of gave them some guidance on where that should go. And so then based on that, a lot of discussion then pivoted to the open access transmission tariff, where we were able to do, a subset of the group was able to do a walkthrough of the tariff from the legal and regulatory standpoint, fill in some of the, I would say, areas that were highlighted for review and input from that perspective, and then kind of chart a path forward where then we can address some of the more technical components of that tariff while the technical group continues to finalize its work on the BTS definition that will then get incorporated into the ultimate tariff. So those two, it was two very, I would say, I mean, the agenda seemed like it was light, but the topics were anything but light. And that was, again, a good discussion amongst the working group some of the policy areas that ultimately are going to go to this committee for a vote and for decisions. We are continuing to really hone those in because then our hope is then, based on some of our work on that level, then the areas of focus on the tariff become much more clear. So then that can come to the working, the governance committee for ultimate approval. So that was kind of from a very high level. I'll kind of defer to Ms. Gorbier on additional materials, but from a very high level, that was where the working group was at. We do have a next scheduled two-day session in mid-April, but given some of the recent developments from the RCA docket on the certificate, we are looking to see where we may actually place those working dates so we can accommodate the commission. So that's my update from the working group perspective, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Questions for Daniel? Also, I know some here are have been involved with those discussions, Brian in particular, so if you have anything to add, please do so. I see a question from Ed Jenkins first.
Mr. Heckerman, as far as unifying the approach to amongst the utilities to determine the ATRR, I know that's another effort that was discussed. Could you give a brief update on where that is as well?
Yep. So the ATRR still remains in development. However, Ms. Gorier and I have talked about the status of those efforts and the next steps that will be taken to really speed that process along, because we understand and acknowledge that has been an ongoing process that continues to really continue to be in development, and we acknowledge that is something that needs to be, that the plane on that needs to transition to a landing. So Tina and I will be working on the next steps on that, but the ATRR, as was last circulated, is amongst the team, is still the one that is remaining under consideration.
Curtis.
Yeah, a question I have, and that is this. The calendars are still moving forward. Our next meeting is actually April 18th, and from conversations from the AEA team that's been participating, there's quite a few decision points that we're looking at for the 18th of April. How many decision points are you looking at? Just a range that we're going to have to make. I'm just saying we're getting to a point where we have to start making them. So is there a number or a timeline? Because we might need to extend that meeting and plan.
I'll defer to Ms. Gorbier on that, Director.
Well, I do think that's one of the things that we should talk about some more, because how there are many ways to make these decisions in a and our goal obviously is to make them in the most efficient way we can. And so that's some of the discussion that I think we'll have, that I would like to have, just because of its nature, that would impact finances and our legal position in executive session. But I do think there are a couple of ways to go about it, and we've got some ideas for you on how that might work. It could be as small as maybe one, or as large as I think we may have initially tried to put in five, I think maybe in that list, when we were looking at kind of a broken down one. But.
Yeah, I look forward to that discussion because I have a list of 13, and I would like to get as much of this, and it may be premature, but I would like to see the approach that we take this. The public is involved in this, and so we're not just saying here at the last, towards the end, saying here's the thing. If we got to make key decision in April and in May, that we have that on the public record, so it kind of helps develop the process we went through. But we can talk further about it.
Other questions, comments? Seeing, hearing none. Old business, agenda item 7B, Bravo, RTO certificate filing and oath filing. I'll turn it over to you, Tina.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All right, since our last meeting, quite a few things have happened. RAPA and the RTO filed the stipulation that we had discussed. ACPERG filed its motion for summary disposition, stating that RTO subcommittee meetings should be open to the public. ACPERG specifically wanted the Governance Committee to consider its motion for summary disposition today, and therefore it agreed to have our 15 days to respond run starting, you know, after today's meeting. So that is one item. Also, all three parties moved to dismiss the procedural schedule, including the hearing. However, yesterday the Commission said it was not quite ready to vacate the hearing date. So right now, that hearing is scheduled to be the 14th and the 15th, so that will be before the committee's next scheduled meeting. The RCA also issued an order asking ACPERG to clarify whether it objected to our discovery responses being on the record. You guys will recall that those were attached to our stipulation with RAPA. That response is due today. I have not seen it yet, but it's due today. Regarding the OAT and the working group meetings, I thought Daniel handled it very well. I don't have anything to add there. I do have matters related to these topics and to discuss, and others to discuss in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Any questions, comments for Tina? Okay, we're moving right along. Agenda item number 8 is new business. I'm not aware of any new business. Other committee members? Seeing, hearing none, move on to next on the agenda would be executive session. And I would gladly take a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, I move that the RTO enter into an executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow the board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these subjects would have the adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO, are being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee, or are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Mr. Travis Million, I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to go into executive session. Jennifer, for this one, I'd like to do a roll call vote.
Okay, yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thier, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Ryan Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
And Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. We'll take a couple of minutes to go into executive session. First off, Arthur, if we could start with you, we'll go around the table.
I don't believe if there's any Chugach personnel here other than myself or online. If Matt Clarkson is online, he can stay online.
I have Bill Price, Mark Spellingly, and Connor Erickson.
Okay.
Travis? I would like Daniel Heckman to stay here.
I agree with that.
Okay, I figured you would.
We can transfer him to MEA, and I'll tell him it's okay. No. Brian?
I'd like Cody George to stay.
From Matanuska Electric, and as chair, certainly our council, Atina Grovier, Tony Zellers, John Sinclair. Since we're here because of the governor's bill, House Bill 307, created this, Andrew Jensen, you're welcome to stay. Sarah?
That may impact privilege, actually.
It may impact privilege?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll...
I'm sorry. If you want to protect privilege, he cannot be here.
Well, then, sorry, Andrew, but...
easy come, easy go.
Excuse me. There's some people trying to get on, and they say that they're not able to, so I'm going to log off in case there's a problem and log back in. But we've already gone through the public portion of the meeting, so I don't know what you want to do.
Let's why don't you see who comes back and wants to talk.
Okay.
We'll move on to Sarah, if you could identify from Homer Electric.
For Homer Electric, I would like Jess Spurler and Larry Jorgensen to stay.
Very good. We'll pause here, so if you have lunch in front of you, please proceed while while Jennifer logs back in. And I just want to make sure that the public record's clear for those folks who've not been able to get on, if they do get on, that we're now going into executive session.
And thank you for doing this. This will make me feel better.
We got like 5 minutes.
It's the same.
Go for it. Yes, I do. It's up to the board. I'll just be honest with you.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready, Jennifer.
Okay, Chair, you're back on the record.
Let people know out there.
We'll let people know.
Just let Bernie. Just let Bernie know.
Andrew was sitting out there too last time I checked. Yeah, Andrew and Bill were both sitting out there talking.
No, you know what they want? They'll want a special, they'll want us to pay for them and someone else to be there. That's what this is all about. This is how we're funding AFRC.
Are you still muted? It'd be great if we were muted while whatever's being said up here is until we're ready to.
And there was Andrew.
Yep. Yeah.
This is Tony Izzo. Advised that the RTO had not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by 5.12.2, which is to give our attorney or a negotiator regarding the handling of specific legal matter or pending negotiation to give direction to. So with that, we will move on to agenda item number 10, which is member comments. Sarah?
Thanks for having me, and Brad will be back next time.
Brian?
Sure. Just thanks to the group. I know the working committees. Thanks for all your efforts. And I think we're moving in the right direction.
Thanks to Tina and your continued guidance throughout this this process, and Daniel and the entire working group. Thank you for the last 2 days you guys put into it and all the time in between since the last meeting.
I don't have anything to add to what Travis said. Thank you.
No, I want to thank everybody, and then just so far, we're going to book a longer meeting on the 18th So we just need to figure out what that time looks like. If the 18th is still good for everybody, we just need to look at extending it.
Okay, I want to thank everyone, especially Tina and Dan. Really appreciate it. And the working groups that really worked diligently over the past several days. Thanks.
I'll echo the comments of others. And wanted to add to that, just Jennifer, I don't know how you keep track of these back-to-back meetings, the administrative burden to keep us informed, on track with the ever-changing edits and things. It's just greatly appreciated. You do a great job.
Thank you.
With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to adjourn, moved and seconded. Any objection? Seeing, hearing no objection, we are adjourned. I did skip our next meeting date, which is April 18th at 10 a.m. It's a Teams meeting only. Sounds good. All right, with that, we're adjourned. Thank you all.